19th District Legislative Update with Senator Jeff Wilson. I'm Tracy Ellis. Children could effectively disappear by simply claiming they're seeking gender counseling or puberty-blocking chemicals under a bill passed in the state Senate. Senator Jeff Wilson says he decided to oppose the bill when it was in committee.
This year, I'm appointed to serve on the Human Services Committee in the Senate. We had a hearing, not just any hearing. We had a hearing where we literally had thousands of people signed in to tell us what they thought of Senate Bill 5599. Overwhelmingly, 98% of the people and the families that showed up to tell us to not proceed with this bill, that alone was overwhelming. That alone sent a clear message to me that we are on the wrong path with this bill. The families that took the time to testify, to talk to us, to tell us just how awful this bill is. These were inclusive families. These were families that came from all ranges and walks of life. It was overwhelming and compelling what we heard that day. And that set me up to not be able to support this bill, not today and not tomorrow.
Senator Wilson says new ergonomics rules that also passed out of the Senate essentially overturn a voter-approved initiative from two decades ago.
The ergonomics bill is absolutely nothing new. In fact, nearly 20 years ago, the people of Washington brought forth an initiative, I-841, and sent a clear message that they did not want the Department of Labor and Industries to be an overburdensome, job-killing regulatory agency. There is not much that has changed since then, except that we've already made great improvements and injury rates for ergonomics have actually decreased. There was no need, as we're already on the right path to create safer workplaces here in Washington State, rather than load up an agency that would be overbearing and create unnecessary burdens on our already struggling economy and workforce.
19th District Legislative Update with Senator Jeff Wilson.